JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, police station opened in Hellshire, and in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, Auntie Carol from St. Elizabeth shares one of her favorite Jamaican beliefs. Thank you for taking the journey with us, Roundabout JA. Residents of Hellshire in South St. Catherine now have a police station in their community. The facility was officially opened by National Security Minister Peter Bunting and is consistent with the government's priority of ensuring improved safety and security. The station's strategic location will also enable the police to conduct proximity and community policing, particularly on foot, bringing them closer to the residents.
I think it signals a community that's involved, that's concerned, that wants to partner with the police to bring safety and security, and very importantly, the perception of safety and security to the community.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. The building was made possible following the ministry's discussions with the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, to lease the structure owned by the UDC. Minister Bunting has welcomed the partnership, noting that it is consistent with similar endeavors undertaken in other areas involving assets owned by several other state agencies. Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is aiming to achieve an economy that provides a high standard of living for all Jamaicans. For this to happen, Jamaica must work to develop a tax system that is fair and simple, maintain low inflation, and build strong financial systems. To find out more about Vision 2030, visit vision2030.gov.jm.
Jean, is how you start coming to work so early from the other day? You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is sharing a number of water conservation tips for surviving the dry season.
Do not pre-wash dishes for automatic dishwashers unless necessary.
That water conservation tip brought to you by ODPEM. And here now is today's glimpse of Jamaica.
When your handbell is scratching you, well, it works differently for different folks. Whenever my left hand is scratching me, the handbell that is, I know that we're going to get money. And if it scratches me way up past my palm, I know that it's going to be a lot of money. And if it is the left hand belly, I know that I'll be spending a lot of the money that I get. I'm Auntie Carol, and I'm from St. Elizabeth.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join us again on this station or visit our website at jis.gov.jm to hear more radio programs. Until next time, I'm Lorraine Mendez with studio engineer Prince Moore. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.